Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
It's Jason.
Jason, what's up, brother? How can we help you this morning?
I just wanted to call in because, you know, I'm kind of confused by something. I've been dating this very beautiful, fine, sensuous queen named Rachel, you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
And we've been going out a lot and everything just been going great. But lately, she's been real distant, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of ghosting me, and I don't understand what's going on.
How long have y'all been doing y'all thing?
We've been dating for a couple of months, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I take her out at least, you know, once or twice a week, you know what I'm saying? So it's being consistent.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't no cheap dude. I don't mind spending money, buying flowers, opening doors. I mean, I was raised that a man's supposed to treat a woman the way he wants his mama,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, to be treated. So I've been doing that, but it just seemed like it ain't been enough.
Okay, Jason. So tell me this, if you're so wonderful, you can't think of any reason, have y'all ever had fights or arguments?
No, everything's been great. I don't know what to happen.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do, all right? We're gonna try to get her on the phone. What's her name again?
Rachel.
We're going to get Rachel on the phone or make an attempt to. If we could get her on the phone, all we need you to do is just put your phone on mute, hold on until we cue you in. Let us do everything and set it up for you. And again, if Rachel decides to hook back up with you, you get $100, okay?
Okay.
On behalf of 1-800, it's the Bethune Law Firm. So hold on.
All right.
So what you think, Mo? How you feel?
Well, you know what I think, child. The dude always think everything is okay. He probably wasn't giving her enough attention, wasn't taking the time out, you know. I'm sure it's a number of reasons if they've been going that tough for that long.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Rachel?
This is she.
Hey, Rachel, good morning. I want to know if you have a few moments to speak to me. Do you know who you're speaking with?
No, I don't.
Okay. This is the streets wanting to take over. Young Jock Mo Quick. Shout it, shout it, shout it.
What's now that? You got an accent now, girl.
You don't pick up an accent. Honestly, I'm actually Jamaican, so in the morning, literally, when I wake up late, this is actually how I talk.
Oh, you do have an accent. We're looking for a girl named Rachel. Are you that Rachel?
This is she, yes.
Okay, well.
What's up, Rachel?
Rachel? Hi. I hope this doesn't make the Jamaican come out, but...
So what are you saying?
We have an issue going on this morning, and it may make you happy or may not. There's a guy looking for you. His name is Jason.
Oh, God. No, why is Jason looking for me now?
All right. All right.
Why you say, oh, God?
What?
I've kind of been trying to, ease my way out of that situation and avoid him. You know, he was... kind of like the sweetest dude, but then on top of that, it's just like, okay, we had a conversation to where it's like, I'm sorry, like I told you, I'm Jamaican. I have an afro. You know, he told me he didn't like my natural hair, and I'm looking like, whoa, like, hold on. This Beyonce hairstyle, you know, it comes out every 2 weeks, so I don't understand.
Wait a minute. He told you to your face he didn't like your natural?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. When you say natural, is your hair pressed, or are you just wearing it like, Afro-like? Is it trim? Do you keep it trimmed up? Do you keep it oiled? Is it greasing your scalp? What?
I've been natural for 10 years, and I keep my hair nice and oiled and actually change the curl patterns as well, too. So,
Okay. So let's ask some more questions. Now, when Jason told you this to your face, how did the conversation go? And I'm sure you must have told him that it was over. Why is he calling us?
Well, to be honest with you, when we had went out on a date and he saw my natural hair for the first time, he acted so completely different. It was kind of like shady and everything. So I asked him, I was like, you know, what's wrong? You know, he gave me an answer, but it didn't sound right. So I asked him to be honest with me. And when I tell you he lit fire to me, boy, he just let it all out. He was honest.
He just told you, like, I don't like your hair? How he said, what'd he say? Just an example.
Natural hair ain't for him. He don't like my hair, and he wishes I would have done something with my hair before I left the house. He told me I look like a Q-tip. He told me I look like one of the baby kids that you see on the street corner.
What?
He went in on me. He went in. At that point, I was just like, oh, my God, kind of embarrassed. So I just like, you know what? Oh, I forgot I had to do something. I'm going to leave for the night.
Oh, you left?
I was so embarrassed. It's just like me, I love my hair. There's nobody who can tell me anything is wrong with my hair. But that man just laid down the right law for me that night. And I was just like, I can't do it.
Okay, so listen, we didn't tell you this, but we have Jason on the line. And Jason, now you know, honey.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Because of the hair? Like, who don't go on, like, you go on a date, like, you supposed to press it, braid it, do something to it. Like, you don't just come out looking like Lady of Rage on no, you know what I'm saying, no date. Like, what is that? I mean, look, baby, honestly, I thought, you know, so you know, I was, you know, being nice. You told me to be honest. I tried to say it in a real nice way. You know what I'm saying? Not aggressive, but I didn't know what was going to make you not want to talk to me no more.
Well, he started talking about her natural hair and started taking her out, bro. You know, it's our first date. What you kind of expect?
Yeah.
Because she might have thought she looked amazing.
And then you tearing her down in front of her while you guys are out in public.
She did look amazing from, you know what I'm saying, the chin down. It was just the hair. I couldn't look at her above her forehead too much, man. When I see the whole package, I want to see the whole package.
I really hate dudes when it comes to this natural hair. Y'all swear y'all want a natural woman until we step out, child.
And with that being our first date, on top of that, you're going to take me as I am before I doll myself up 110% and give you my 100% best. If you can't accept me as that, you can't have me at all.
Okay. Are you willing to take him back right now if he's willing to come back?
Okay, well, how about this, Jason? Do you have any last words to help Rachel change her mind?
Listen, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Our dates have been amazing. I done already told my mom about you on the side where you don't even know. I already got plans for something very elegant and great for our next date. All I'm asking you to do is do a press and curl. That's it.
Wow, Jason, this got to be a joke, honey. You've got to be playing with me right now.
Well, on behalf of 1-800, this is the Bethune Law Firm. We will not be hooking y'all up with this $100, man. Jason, you totally blew it. Atlanta, y'all, call about this, man. Talk about it. 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. Home of Streets Fest 2K19, Streets 94.5.